They don't have houses, but they have a home, and that home is Hawaii. Many are houseless by choice and want to work with government and community leaders on solutions. Twinkle Borge is the leader of Pu'uhonua o Wai'anae.
We got to make that noise up in the Capitol to let them know that we exist, that we're still alive, and that we're still here. You know, and I think we are the ones that got to be the textbooks to them, you know. They read everything from books and whatnot, but we live it daily. We go through it daily, and I believe we can be the answer.
John Ka'ulupali is the chosen leader in Kaka'ako. He doesn't envision Kaka'ako as a safe haven for the houseless in the future, but wants to work with everyone.
The houseless community, we're not bad. We just made bad choices along the way, you know, but just going about your sweeps, it hasn't been working for the last 20 years. So why don't we do something about it and work with each other instead of trying to fight each other?
Roz Sargent is the leader at Waimanalo Beach Park. She meets monthly with the Neighborhood Board Subcommittee on Homelessness and says they are close to a solution in the area, which has no transition shelters.
Just this past week, someone from the canoe club approached me and said they have land that has electrical wiring already. It has running water, and they're just waiting on the governor to give the okay that they can use that land to house us there.
Waimanalo houseless residents also receive funding for 3 loads of laundry each month. Danica Shoji has provided that service for the last 3 years.
We run through about 4,000 to 5,000 pounds a month. So it's about 50 to 80 people that come to our service for about 5 to 6 hours. So it costs us maybe between $1,200 to $1,500 every month to do their laundry.
Shoji's husband, Craig, meanwhile, is waiting for insurance and permitting for their latest project.
We started a nonprofit called Revive and Refresh, which is a mobile hygiene center. So our trailer has 3 showers and an ADA bathroom also. So there's a shower, toilet, and a sink.
Borge says the houseless need a seat at the table during government discussions and decisions and has invited the public to see firsthand what has been done in Wai'anae.
So November 3rd, we are having an open house from 10 to 2. We'll be having also one of our prototype homes that will be stationed there to people to see what can become of Pu'uhonua or even maybe for other places also.
For HPR News, I'm Wayne Yoshioka.